Every now and then they come along by and walk, but wouldn't I let them have that for that, so I don't use it for anything.
But you don't have any man. What do they call that man anyway, where you have water and standing up like that in mud?
I don't know what you call that. I never know what you call that. Just a little place about
it.
Well, there is, lots of people have what you call a swamp. You know, that's wet, soggy, like that. That's what you call a wet place. But I don't have that. Mine is not soggy, just a straight up. Run to it. And not too much of that.
How do they get rid of that water?
Well, they have a way they have to use pipes and things like that. Put pipes on there. Drain it off like that. Well, I have never did that because I just built on the front, you see, and all that wood's back there. And I rent some of that on the side. I rent to people back there on the side. He had a little garden on that little spot, just a little spot.
And it's strange, you don't have fish like that.
No fish. Long years ago, people used to go down there and catch fish and catch the little minnows and turtles. It was a turtle place. They'd go down there and catch turtles, great big turtles. You know where, you know, eat turtles. Yes, turtles. And they would go down there sometime and get turtles bigger than a football. Great big ones. And bring them through.
Fish, did you have?
No other kind. Just little minnows, little, what you call branch fish. Goes a little spot down there. I have a spring down there. Mm-hmm. And it never goes dry. Spring, when you drink the water, it never goes dry.
What do you call those little places that rain?
A wash? Mm-hmm. Do it. Well, I don't have a wash to it, only that little stream I told you about.
Well, what do you call that, the heavy rain?
A wash.
And the rain is cut out a little
discharge
along the road, yeah.
Along beside the road? Well, I don't need for that. Only just a wash to it. But I don't have that through my place. Just a little place up there, a little place
through
it.
Do you have
a... It says paid all out on the front, it's not anything. They have no drain.
You don't have it on the land either?
No, that's special. That little drain, little stream I told you about. And it doesn't mount to much.
Are there any other big streams in
the neighborhood? No. Not that, unless I happen, you know, have to be one since I've been back through there. I don't go through there so often because woods back then. I don't go through there by myself. But it wasn't in it when I went through there.
What do you call a little small rise in the land?
A hill.
Do you have any woods around the top?
Hill. No, not the this we live in, you know, where up on the front here. This is hills. But down this way, it mostly goes down. So that makes this a hill. You know. But it's not a big hill, it's just slant. You know. It's a hill on the front side. But down on the back is kind of low. Go down, you know, low.
Did you travel much?
Yes, I traveled lots in my young days.
What's some places you traveled?
Well, I've been to Dallas, Texas. Oak Ridge, and I've been to Quanah, and Lubbock, Texas, and lots of places in there. And then I've been to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I've been to Columbus, Ohio, and just different places. Chicago, Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, and I've been to Detroit, Michigan, Lansing, Michigan. I've been all in Pontiac, I've been all through there. Lots of.
Where did you enjoy the most? Do you have a favorite place?
I believe I enjoyed Detroit the best of all.
You said some children were in Detroit, didn't you?
Yes, I have two daughters and one son live there. Three children.